The topic of abortion has begun to rise in prominence in the race for Tennessee governor. Two candidates in particular, the Republicans Diane Black and Randy Boyd, are showcasing their positions on the issue in ads and mailers. But it's something everyone who runs for state office has to confront. So WPLN's Chaz Sisk talked to the leading candidates about what their positions are on abortion.
You can usually guess where a politician comes down if you know their party. And among the six major candidates, the pattern pretty much holds. The Republicans say they favor more restrictions on abortion. The Democrats say the decision whether to terminate a pregnancy should be between a woman and her health care provider. But what differentiates the candidates is what else they have to say. For instance, Randy Boyd, a Knoxville businessman who served as the state's Economic and Community Development Commissioner, likes to steer the conversation away from abortion to adoption. And he shares a story about how his wife came to be adopted, as in this recent TV ad.
I'm Randy Boyd. I'm pro-life and I'm pro-adoption. And if I'm elected governor, I want to make sure that Tennessee is the most adoption-friendly state in America. For me, it's not about the politics of life. It's about the love of my life.
You'll also find that pivot in Boyd's speeches and in a recent mailer to likely Republican voters. His goal seems to be to convince ardently pro-life voters that he's with them, while also leaving the door open to voters who might be less dogmatic on the issue. Another approach is to take a hard line, which is what Congressman Diane Black is doing. She's been talking up her legislative record, which includes an attack on a group that's often targeted by anti-abortion activists.
Diane Black, battling Planned Parenthood.
Why should we be giving taxpayer dollars to an organization that is breaking the law?
She stands up.
That refers to Black's efforts to strip abortion providers like Planned Parenthood of all federal funding, even for health services that aren't related to abortion, like cancer screenings. Black says the money is an indirect subsidy for abortion, a claim providers strongly deny. The other two Republicans in the race haven't been talking about abortion in their ads. When asked, Franklin businessman Bill Lee will sometimes point to his work with a pregnancy resource center that discourages abortions. House Speaker Beth Harwell talks about the laws Tennessee has passed in recent years, which she says strike a good balance.
I think our abortion laws are some of the best in the nation, and I think the laws that we have in place are there to protect the women that are involved.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean and House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh both say the practice is regulated enough in Tennessee, maybe even too much, but neither brings it up much during their campaigns. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.